I've seen this happen repeatedly. Sales does its thing, marketing does its thing, and the two are often not even aligned on what's going on with each other. And what does that result in? It results in the company not establishing any sort of metrics for their sales or their marketing. And there's no alignment on the KPIs. So while these two groups are kind of disjointed doing their own thing, the organization at the top realizes that there's a set goal. There are KPIs that they've established, but they're not well communicated necessarily. And more importantly, they're not communicated in alignment between sales and marketing to ensure that when these two groups go out, they go out and execute for the common good of an organization. In some of these recordings, I'm going to go over ways that companies can establish clear communication between sales and marketing and ensure that whatever marketing does is truly in alignment with sales and vice versa, so that when they go out and execute on campaigns, goals are actually met and communication for those goals have been then passed to the other part, so from marketing to sales, so that sales can go be well informed of what has happened on the marketing side and go out and execute to their customers. And there are many tools in place to help do that from the marketing side, ways to kind of unify the groups, such as LinkedIn InMail, how to leverage some of these technologies in advertising, in marketing, to ensure that sales goes out and executes successfully, and that the two are aware of the programs that are being executed, so that at the end of the day, they've got good communication, they've got outcomes that can be measured, and they can go and celebrate together. Well, common sense tells me that the impact could be tremendous. Because if you knew that marketing was generating programs that would drive awareness or drive interest in your product or service, and your market and your sales teams and your account executives are aware of those programs, then they could work together to identify opportunities. They could leverage one another's resources. When marketing collects data on their campaigns and identifies opportunities beyond the opportunities of a sales lead that a salesperson may already have inside their CRM, so Salesforce, let's say through a marketing activity, some sort of advertising campaign, now has some sales leads, that's wonderful. But imagine the power of knowing why those sales leads came through, and understanding the campaign that drove them, understanding the behaviors of users and prospects that were going through the funnel, and identifying some of the weaker players versus some of the stronger players. Identifying some of the industries and the organizations that these players may have come from, these prospects may have come from, so that they could make better decisions on where to invest their time and energy in future campaigns and future sales activities, right? And in exchange, by sales doing that, they can then share some insights with marketing and say, yeah, we did have such and such leads, but you know, we found these ones to be more, have a greater ROI, for example, right? Have a greater long-term lifetime value to us, right? So there are so many things at play when it comes to the sales and marketing relationship that oftentimes gets completely overlooked because each organization is so focused on driving their activity without realizing how the activities actually have a very common outcome, and that outcome can actually serve both of them extremely well in future campaigns and future endeavors, and overall help the company make better decisions on where to make the investments. And also, when sales and marketing are aligned, you start to see a pattern. You start to really experience something at play where the company is starting to make the investments and the ROIs really get better. When the two who are, you know, one is extremely customer focused, being the sales team, and marketing is focused in terms of seeing the interactivity with those prospects on the various advertising and marketing channels, such as social media, Google Ads, and by understanding their behavior and then sales understanding the actual interaction behavior, the two of them can really start to compare notes. And maybe there's some synergy there in identifying even better opportunities, especially when we're talking about very large campaigns. I've recently had the opportunity to launch a very strategic business-to-business campaign where we were targeting the hospital industry and specific hospitals and networks of hospitals that were already considered and tagged as existing customers. So what we were really doing was more of an advanced marketing kind of campaign, a retargeting campaign. And what was interesting is we saw a ton of traffic come through. Then we looked at the sales number year over year for the same quarter, and we had increased sales by over 200%. However, there was no alignment in this organization. It's a large organization. They had no alignment with sales and the account executives. And so there showed a great disconnect. And we identified that if that disconnect did not exist, just imagine how effective this campaign could have been month over month as we began to tweak and refine our target based on the feedback we were getting from account executives and from sales to ensure that we were driving that spend, that investment in advertising in areas that were truthfully identified as probably going to be better opportunities. So these are the kind of things. And so granted, it was a success from an overall perspective, but there were so many disconnects and so many opportunities that were left on the table merely for the fact that we didn't have a good relationship. There was no relationship between the marketing and account execs. In fact, the marketing angle, the marketing piece of this had no idea who the account execs even were that were responsible for owning these accounts. So you could imagine how effective and successful you could be when there is that alignment and everyone is at play with the same objectives in mind. Because really what marketing and advertising is out to accomplish is to either drive awareness, drive engagement, increase conversions of some form, whether it's a B2B or B2C, and without understanding what's happening on the other side of the token, you're basically leaving 50% of the equation unknown. And so that's where we found ourselves. So for the next round, we identified this as being the biggest gap and the biggest opportunity. So it's not a negative thing in the long run because we know that we can fix it and we can make it a great success from the learnings that we have. So it's important that you understand the importance of sales and marketing, how the two play together and how they should play together and work together to achieve the ultimate organizational success, and how if each kind of group maybe set aside their ego for a little bit and recognize that there's a piece to this that could make them even more successful, I think they would jump all over it, right? I kind of liken that to, it's an analogy we use oftentimes. It's sports, right? Defense can't do anything without offense. A quarterback can't do anything without great receivers and good linemen, right? So everything has to work hand in hand. When that sales guy is going out and trying to, hit up his prospects who are the receivers, he's got to have a great line. And that great line is out there protecting, is looking for opportunities for him, is identifying gaps and seeing where some strengths are, right? And those are the things that you expose between sales and marketing that I think most organizations, large and small, can do a better job of. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have gone through something like that and you feel like your company can do a better job, or you feel like there may be some sort of gap between your sales and your marketing, you might not even have a sales team. You may be driven purely by advertising. You may be kind of an online business. How do you work through that? How do you kind of play both sides to this, and to ensure that you've got the touch points with your prospects while still doing a great job overall in terms of your advertising efforts and your other type of marketing initiatives that you've actually got going on? So love to hear back. And these are the kind of recordings I feel sometimes they don't have to be 30 minutes long to give you some value, to make you ponder and think about things that you could do better in your organization, and make your company a greater success. The last part of this whole equation is, how can we align sales and marketing? What can business owners do? What can sales managers do? What can marketing managers do to ensure that there is a synergy between sales and marketing? And I would say it's somewhat of a three-prong. It's hierarchical, but it's important. I think there are three people or three critical sections to ensuring that sales and marketing can work together. You have your overall CEO, or you have your business owner, and then you've got a sales department and you've got a marketing department. And if you're a small organization, you may just have one. And so it might be a direct line of command between a marketing manager or a CMO and a CEO, as an example. And the two would have to really find a way to ensure that there's very crystal clear lines of communication and processes in place to ensure that sales is informed when any marketing initiative is made. And conversely, that no marketing initiative is put together without the clear directives of an organizational leader and sales. And the reason being is very simple. There are many parts to deciding, obviously, what product or service deserves a campaign initiative, right? It could be the lucrative nature of a product, could be the newness of a product, or it could be the historical evidence that a product or service has done phenomenally well, and so we feel that it would be worth the investment to inject another line of advertising and marketing initiatives to really kind of spearhead another explosive round of sales for a particular product or service. But wouldn't that come from a sales department? Of course it would. You know, sales would look at the numbers and say, look, we were extremely successful with these, with this particular service or with these group of products. And we believe that, you know, we could have another burst, a successful burst. And so what we want to do now is we want to get marketing behind us. So these are the kind of things that have to happen, right? Or a company looks at its overall successes for the year and creates budgets for the following year and says, all right, well, you know, we had a phenomenal 2019 in such and such product, and we want to keep the momentum going, you know? And so we're just going to go out and put all this marketing effort in, but we're not going to tell sales about it. Sales will just take the phone calls and follow up. Yeah, well, great. That sounds really lovely. But what about sales having a say in what they believe and what they perceive based on their customer engagement tells them about that product or service? Maybe there was great sales in 2019, but maybe customers said they were looking to go a different direction in 2020. Did you factor that in? Did you talk to sales? Did you have sales really align with the head of the organization to say, no, that you know, in fact, yeah, it's true, we had a lot of sales and we felt it was strong, but you know, there are indications that you know, our clients want to go a different direction, or that the market is going in a different direction. And so then all of a sudden it changes the whole energy of the decisions that are being made, right? And so that's why sales is so critical. And on the marketing piece, you know, how involved is marketing from the beginning? You know, marketing oftentimes takes their orders to build out a campaign based on you know, the new product or services, based on the market demand, et cetera, but that's all driven from higher up, right? These are in place from clusters, from business groups, from business units to determine how we're going to move forward. Now, if you're a startup or you're an entrepreneur looking to launch a new product, this may not apply to you as much because you've got a very niche product or some very specific services that you're offering. You've got to go after the market, right? So you're going to take a different approach. You're going to go and you're going to test. You're going to test various advertising messages, various ads, various marketing initiatives. You're going to put some PR out there. You're going to get feedback from the marketplace and see how you kind of how your campaign evolves as a result of that. Sales, it might be too soon to talk about sales because there's really you don't have a track record yet. And if you do, and you're a small organization, you have a track record, then the same applies. You take that micro sales department that you have, whatever it is, whatever the case might be, and you take the learnings from the whatever experience that they've had thus far, and you incorporate that into your marketing for the following quarter, the following half year, the following year, whatever the case might be. But no matter what, there's always got to be some sort of alignment, and there's got to be an understanding of why we're doing something. Why are we making that investment? So that's really kind of what I wanted to focus on, was just kind of share some thoughts about how to get those on board. So, you know, the best way ultimately is for leadership to ensure that all parties that represent an organization are involved from the get-go, that there's a clear line of communication, and that there are processes in place to ensure that when something is decided upon, that it's communicated throughout, and that there's a feedback loop that exists that ensures that whenever changes are made, everyone, there's a touch point in all organizations, whether it's sales or marketing or you know, and so on and so forth. But since we're just talking about these two right now, I think it's important to stay focused on them, that you really drive home communication. And I think where I've seen the gaps experience-wise has been just a lack of communication, because for some reason these organizations seem to want to operate or have traditionally operated in such a silo that they just thought it was only their responsibility that they had these objectives and that they had to show that they hit their objectives, whether it's marketing, hitting a certain click-through rate, or coming back and looking at the numbers and saying, look, our bounce rate wasn't very bad. Great, you did a great job. You know, you got 11 sales leads, wonderful. But there's nothing on the other side of that where the account executives were brought in to validate truly how effective a campaign was. And so once you can kind of establish that line of communication between the two, I think a lot of the guessing game and a lot of the uncertainties of true outcomes and whether or not we truly hit the KPIs that matter most, they begin to disappear, right? All those doubts begin to disappear because now we have two very involved organizations working together and arriving at conclusions based on both of their experiences related to the same objective. So again, I think hopefully you can take this and maybe think of how your organization is conducting itself, and maybe I can learn something from what your organization has done. And if so, please write to me, Rami@marvelmediagroup.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you've got some feedback, if you have any questions or any thoughts you'd like to share, again, I'd love to hear from you. Hope you guys are having an awesome day, and I look forward to sharing more content with you real soon.